On this episode of Bear Podcast,
Nard's garage sale,
Easter brunch and Easter dinner.
Who pays for dinner on a date?
South Carolina police chief allegedly fired for being gay.
And getting drunk using powdered alcohol.
All this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 515.
You bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fixing for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. Has
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 515. It's April 22nd, Tuesday.
Yes. What are we going to do when we hit episode 555?
555? I don't know. Is there... What if we hit 666?
I think we stop at that point.
At that point?
At that point,
the devil's
stop.
Number?
Yeah, at that point, we stop Bear Podcast.
Anyway, so, yeah, welcome everyone. It's an Easter... We just finished Easter. Easter yep. Last...
He is risen!
He is risen. Did you see that image of, you know, it's really sacrilegious. Somebody posted on Facebook about a picture
of Christ on the cross taking a selfie. Yes.
Yeah, that's one. And then there's another one where, you know, Christ was on the cross and then there's this caption saying, BRB. And then somebody below him saying, LOL. You know, it's just really, really sacrilegious. But
yeah. Well, then there's the one where they're all going to the tomb and the stone, the runway. And what's the little Mexican maid on one of the cards? Is it Marcela? Marcela? Whatever her name is?
Yeah, Marcela. Yeah.
Marcela. No, no, Mr. Jesus here.
Gosh.
So, it's well, quite, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. But, I mean, it was all kind of cute stuff. But did the Easter Bunny bring anything?
Nothing really. It did get just brunch last weekend. That's pretty much it. Oh. We did have a spring garage sale. That's what we did. Or more like a garage sale.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we did. Mike and I prepared the whole of Friday.
Yeah,
we prepared for our garage sale. It's our yard, so we lots of stuff. We got rid of a lot of junk in the
junk in his trunk
in the garage.
So like, you can actually park your car in the garage.
I can
now?
Park the car
oh
now.
Oh my god, the world is ending.
Yes, we got rid of Mike's 30-year-old stereo system, I think. It's just, you know, big speakers and everything.
I got on his case because he was posting pictures of what he had out there for sale and sending them out. And one of them was his boombox. And I was like, dude, you can't get rid of your boombox. He said it's cassette.
The CD's not playing.
But he still had a cassette player. You can still listen to all those mixtapes from the 80s.
Nobody wants to buy my mixtapes either. Well, I have blank tapes. No one would want to buy them.
Okay.
But the neighbor, we had two of them. One was mine and one was Mike's, and we both wanted to get rid of them. And then one of the neighbors just wanted to, she likes burning CDs and playing them. So she tried out Mike's and it works for her. So yeah, she's happy. And I got blank CDs, so I gave that away.
Yeah.
Well, I sold that for a dollar. So
a whole dollar.
Yeah. Make you don't burn CDs anymore. Good God.
Those mix CDs?
Yeah, she makes.
From
she
early
loves.
2000?
Yeah. I used to do that using iTunes and everything. Wait, 2000, iTunes came out 2004, 2003? 2001, I think, yeah. 2001. Yeah.
I remember when CD players first come out. Well, not if they first come out, but they started to be able to, instead of just playing WAV files, they could play, what's the compressed version? MIDI files?
MP3? MIDI. MP3. WAV files.
WAV
yeah.
files. Well, that's what they started off being.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they started off being able to play, mm-hmm. And then did MP3s.
MP3 came out because it's smaller.
Smaller, yeah. And then you went from having like being able to put 12 songs in WAV files on a disc to like having 100.
Yep.
So, that's so and I remember my first mixtape somebody made me with like 100 songs or something on it,
mm-hmm.
And I wish I still had it because it's actually very good. It had a lot of good music on it, mm-hmm. But at some point in switching cars, it either got thrown out or
somebody's happy
or
somebody else is happy now.
Yeah,
that's good. But it's always good to clean up. Yeah, having a garage sale and
so there was also talk about all the hot people that were coming through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
Don't ask me. You're the one.
I was telling Ray the story. Okay, so there was one lady who came over and then, you know, just checking out what we have. And then it was funny because Mike started talking to her, you know, trying to sell some stuff. But the lady just didn't want to want anything.
She wanted something.
And then she drove away for a while to turn around her truck and came back. And before she left, she rolled down her windows and waved at Mike, "Hey, thank you, and see you later. You're a cutie." Oh my God, this is blonde lady who was hitting up on Mike. So I took out my knife and said, "I'm gonna cut you, bitch." No, I didn't do that. No. So
unless you buy something,
you can have him if you buy something. But no, he didn't. She didn't. Yeah. But yeah, she tried to hit up on Mike of all people.
Yeah, but there was posts about all the cellos that came through.
Yes, there's hot bears. Even one looked like a brother of Wayne's boyfriend.
Kenyon.
Looked like him, actually.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, he's the one who bought the stereo, and he lives in El Paso.
So El Paso.
Yeah, you're doing that. Oh, I don't know. It's behind the camera here. It's a chair. This is what's good about garage sales or yard sales. I got to get rid of a lot of bad mojo, like from exes. So this chair that's been here for many years behind the camera here. You're not seeing it. If you're watching this behind the camera, there's a chair. I decided to really get rid of it because it's really an eyesore.
I actually like rocking in it, so it was.
Yeah, but then it had bad memories to it, actually. It was just convenient to have a chair, another chair. Maybe I'll get a new one, but a lot better. And lots of old shirts, old sweaters, and then, this is my ex's.
How many Bear Run shirts did you sell for 25 cents?
Well, the Bear Run shirts, they're vacuum sealed somewhere right now.
Oh, okay.
I just put them aside. They're still memorabilia for me. Maybe I'll.
And one day you can donate to the National Gay Bear Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can donate them. So yeah, like I said, it's a refreshing weekend for me because I got through. I dug up a lot of stuff and I can actually get rid of this now. You know, so I found reasons to get rid of stuff that reminds me of a bad past. So
yeah, true.
Yeah,
get rid of bad mojo.
I made money off of it, right?
Right.
And the one who took the chair was these two ladies that are, you know, they're probably in their 60s, and they have a truck full of junk. Well, full of,
oh, they probably went in and then take it somewhere and resell it. They probably got that stuff cheap, and then you go wherever they have that little shop at, it's probably tripled the price.
Oh, probably, yeah. But then thank goodness I got rid of it. But it's like a hoarder's truck. It was scary. I was scared. It was overflowing. Nobody bought the bowling ball, though. Who buys bowling balls? Can you sell those? Or is it always personalized?
I don't know. Will my fingers fit in it?
Oh, you can have my ex's bowling ball if you want to.
My fingers fit in it. I'll take it. What's the weight?
15 pounds.
I'll have to look at it.
Okay.
I might take it.
Yes, there you go.
Then I'll have my own bowling shoes and ball.
There you go.
And then I'll have to get me a little towel to, like, my little rolling bag, had to give me a little wrist thing.
Yeah,
like all the professional players I used to play with.
So yeah, that was a garage sale for me. How about you? What did you do that Saturday?
Taj Mahal of chicken coop.
Still. Is this the third weekend?
So
God,
I hadn't talked to Patrick this week. I don't know if they finally finished it, but when I left Saturday to come home, we were putting the siding on. So they were going to try to finish the siding, and they were pre-painting everything. So when they get done, they just have to go back and kind of touch it up, seal it, you know, do the caulking and touch it up. And they were going to try to, he rented the auger to drill the holes. So they were going to try to they'd finish pre-constructing the panels that go up on the outside. So for the wire. So hopefully I won't have to go back this weekend.
Would it help if you have mirrors in them so they would look like, you know, they would look at each other and then look at the mirror and they see there's another chicken on the other side?
I don't think so.
Does that help?
No.
It might even scare them, right?
Yeah. They're done.
Okay. So it's also Easter weekend, guys. So I got to hang out with a couple of straight friends and Easter. We had Easter brunch, yes. And then a topic about tattoos and everything was brought up, and being top and a bottom, stuff like that. It was not good brunch conversation.
Easter brunch conversation.
Easter brunch conversation. No. But we kind of. I blame Scrum Bear for this. So he brought it up. I mean, we're just all about to talk about it. But then I don't think this is a good Easter brunch conversation.
No.
So that's okay. So also we celebrated at your place.
That's right. I had Easter dinner at my place. I had you and Steve Spansky, and there's some pictures, and Robbie's family and a bunch of other people. Was it a bunch of other people? Oh, yeah. Darius came. So I think that's everybody that came. Mm-hmm. Julio was supposed to come.
Julio from episode 300, who demonstrated how to use a female condom. Yes.
Did not show up because he got sick.
He got sick or he had a trick, an Easter trick.
I don't know. No. not know. But he said he was sick, so he didn't come. But, you know. But also this weekend, well, also last week and all this, we finally got the dining room finished. So I was in there painting it last week and trying to get it finished, and Saturday morning, the guy was supposed to come to finish the molding and stuff, and then he didn't show up. So I went to Patrick's and worked on the Taj Mahal chicken coops.
Mm-hmm.
Got sunburnt yet again because regardless of how much sunscreen I put on, I still burn.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and painted some more that night and got the dining room cleaned up and stuff so we could use it Sunday. But
why don't you wear long sleeves?
Well, I thought about that, but everything I got that's long sleeve is super hot.
Oh.
So if I had something that was thin and long sleeve. And I got work shirts that I can do that with, but I don't want to mess my work shirts up. So,
you know, I find it funny that you have a calculations of the bill on your wall written on Sharpie.
Oh, well, yeah, that's Robbie's and the guy's figuring, which is still wrong. You know, neither one of them could do math, apparently, so it's wrong. But
no, I'm fine with the math. It's just that.
But it's got the wall. It'll be painted, so it's just it'll eventually be covered. But I was just like, why don't y'all do that?
I know. Get the piece of paper. So I have the desire to write some more there. Get a Sharpie and write things to and draw stuff.
It's gonna be funny if the paint doesn't cover it and it bleeds through.
I know. That's gonna be horrible.
So
you see the calculation.
We still haven't had the argument about what color to paint the outside yet. So that's okay. Down the road. So we'll see.
It
might be up there for a while.
So anyway, what's up with what do you call this? What's up with Sunday night after that, after the dinner? When everybody left.
Everybody left, and we cleaned up and sat down and watched episodes of Hannibal catch up.
Oh, really? Yeah, it is a series now, right?
Yeah, it's a series. It was picked up from last year. And Robbie just sits there and gets all grossed out because of some of the stuff they did. And he's like, that doesn't bother you? I'm like, well, one, I know it's fake. Two, I grew up on a farm. So that if you grew up on a real farm and you have to kill cows and slaughter stuff and all kind of stuff like that doesn't bother me. If you go hunting and you have to gut a deer.
You've slaughtered a cow before?
Yeah.
You just slit the throat or something?
Well, actually, I think we shot it in the head.
Shot in the head? Yeah. It's faster, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, and then picked it up.
So it's a la Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Straight to the head.
Straight to the head. So, That's how they kill them in the meat things. They go through and this metal thing comes like.
As long as it's quick.
Yeah.
So when that happens to a cow, are there reflexes, I guess?
Well, some. I mean, just like when somebody dies, sometimes their body muscles jerk even after they're dead and stuff. So.
Yeah. But it's really fast. If you do it really fast on the head, I guess.
Supposedly, yes.
Wow. Ooh, just thinking about it. Anyway, okay.
Okay. So let's move on to something better, topics.
Okay. This is a topic that I just, you know, looked around and stuff in. It's about dating.
So you're going on a date?
I'm not going on a date.
I thought you were married.
I'm married already. It's just that I'm curious about topics about. Oh, see, when those kind of couples,
you go out and date on each other. I see.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So anyway, it's about dating. Something that I really never really experienced myself. I've just been, you know, in a relationship for a long time. But I'm just curious about what is customary for a date. So I read this article here. It says here, I know that when a man takes a woman on a dinner date, he usually chooses the restaurant and pays.
Well, I don't think that's the case so much anymore.
I had a girlfriend before.
Because, yeah, but man, that was back in the 80s.
Yes, right. And we went Dutch.
But that was back in the 80s.
Okay.
Now it's changed. I mean, to hear them talk, all the young girls are out dating, talking and stuff. Some of them are very much like, oh, yeah, if he takes me out, he's going to buy me dinner and yada, yada, yada. And then some are like, you know, I just want to go out and have a good time and see where, you know, if it's somebody that I think I might be interested in, then, you know, we'll be a little bit more serious about it. But if it's just a casual date to kind of get to know each other and see if there's something there to go on further dates, then they're like, yeah, we go Dutch or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. So
it's best to order, like, if you go to Chick-fil-A, or for example. Yeah, you go ahead. I'm still deciding. Yeah. So let her order herself so she can pay for herself.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it all depends. But I think most, like, I know back when I was single and dating, depending, a lot of times I would pay, but then I wouldn't go to anywhere really expensive. I mean, it'd be like.
So if you.
McDonald's or, you know.
McDonald's. Okay.
Well, they all wanted Happy Meal, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just finish this. This article here. So okay. I know what that when it's a question on Reddit. So I know when a man takes a woman on a dinner date, he usually chooses the restaurant and pays. I have in the past done this exact thing. That's what the guy was saying. But I'm confused as to how a same-sex couple would do this. If I ask the guy out, would I be responsible for choosing the location and paying? If each person pays for their own food and drink, how do you pick a restaurant fairly? So that the quality of food and atmosphere is as good as you might want it to be, but both people can afford it. So I don't know. I guess if it's a fancy place, you invited.
Well, I guess the whole thing is, what are you trying to say about the date? Are you trying to impress somebody, or are you trying to get to know somebody? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you said it up front and you say, "Hey, would you want to go Dutch me to dinner one night?"
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk some more face to face, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like I think that's personally set when somebody says, "Hey, I like to get to know you, but you know, that's the, but you know, because you never know in somebody's money situation."
So you're saying if you're asking someone out, it's better to be straight, to be upfront about it's going to be Dutch, you pay your own, something like that, or something more tactful than that.
And sometimes if somebody asked me out and they said, "Hey, you want to go out?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "You know, let's pick a restaurant." I said, "Don't go crazy, but we can go Dutch." And I said that, you know, because I don't want, because another thing, there's some guys think if they pay for dinner that they're going to get more. Straight guys and gay guys.
You think gay guys, it would work for gay guys?
Well,
they would get more? Oh, you paid for dinner. You can do me now. Something like that? No?
Probably. I don't know. But. I mean, it all depends on what you're trying to say. If it's somebody you met, you know, because you see, honestly, I'd be like, "Hey, let's go out and meet somewhere for drinks." Because that's kind of leaving it ambiguous as to, you know, and then if the date goes well, then you can pick the tab. But if it doesn't say, "Hey, Dutch it.
Hey, that's yeah.
And then if that goes well, then the next thing would be a dinner date, and you can say, "Hey, you know," but if it's some of those things that, "Hey, you know, I'm kind of finance this kind of date right now. Would you mind going to dinner with me Dutch, you know, or something
really?
Like that?"
Is that up front?
Why hide shit?
Well, that's true.
I mean, at some point, they're going to find out your bullshit anyhow. So if you're up front about it, I think being honest about it and stuff. So, because, I mean, me and Robbie has had this argument about finances and stuff before and dating and misrepresentation and stuff like that. So... So I was like, well, maybe even though I thought I was straightforward about some stuff at first, apparently it was not clear enough, or I didn't have the legal documents drawn up to apply to the situation correctly or something. But I think being upfront and honest is the best policy always, you know.
I can't afford
like
it.
If you have,
can I go Dutch?
Like something, if you're talking to somebody and they ask you to go out on a date, I think if you think that it might go somewhere else, that you should tell them, "Hey, I have an STD or I'm HIV positive." Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might want to do that before you ask about the date. Because I know a lot of people get on chat sites and talk and they don't have it, which I don't think you should have to private post in your profile, but things start to get a little bit like, "Hey, I want to go meet somebody." Because if you show up and say you're HIV positive, some guys have a lot of issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better to be upfront about it so you don't have to go through the hassle
of talking about it
while you're there and then just screwing everything up. So
So it's okay. So, really talk about it, everything financial, everything new at the beginning.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, like, if you're strapped for cash and you know your finances are, and you know you can't live above your means, I don't think there's anything wrong saying, hey, you know what? I just graduated college. You know, mm-hmm. I just divorced my wife and I'm supporting three kids and I'm having to live with friends. Okay. Can we go to McDonald's? I mean, you know.
Or, you know, can we go to McDonald's and it's your treat? No,
don't go that far. No. Or if you're going to invite someone on a date, pick somewhere that you can afford to pay for.
Yeah. Like the Olive Garden or something. No?
That might be a little expensive.
It's too expensive.
It all depends. I mean, it all depends. What do you consider a good meal, you know?
A good meal? I don't know. One of the chain stores? Chili's maybe? Or
well, I mean, like, that. See, that would be a kind of more social atmosphere, Chili's or something mm-hmm. like that. But some people don't go in for that. Like, Houston has a lot of family-owned restaurants and stuff. Yeah. So you can go to Mexican pretty cheap in Houston, or you can go to Mexican and be really expensive in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's different ends of the coin. You know, like a couple of my dates when I was dating, I took them to Tacos a Go-Go.
Oh, those are a nice place. I mean,
It's kind of cool and trendy.
It's cool. It's trendy, yeah.
And it's cheap.
Yeah.
Not that I like being trying to be a cheap date and stuff, but if you're out there dating and you're trying to go and date a lot, and getting to know people and stuff.
If it's a special place like that, let's go to a cool place. This was in Diners and Dives.
Yeah,
I got that wrong, I'm sure. But yeah, restaurants like that, yeah, you should go. Yeah,
or Torchy's Tacos or stuff like that. I mean, go somewhere that
Torchy's Tacos
that you know that people might like, or some hole in the wall place that you know the food's good, but it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if it does happen, you end up paying for it, then you're not killing yourself, but.
But
I think, you know, everybody has to decide up front what they want to do. But, you know, if you go out and wine and dine somebody with the expects that you're going to have sex that night, I think that's a bad choice to make.
Because
if you're going to take them out for lobster and steak, just because you're taking them out for lobster and steak doesn't mean they're putting out.
Really?
So.
And also, if it's bottom-friendly food.
Exactly. It might be, you know, if they think of them, you might take them somewhere they can get bottom-friendly food. That's another thing.
Or if you want, like, here's some celery in your diet, or you know, so it would taste differently.
Yeah.
You know, wink, wink. Or here's some pineapple. So, yeah. Anyway.
So.
Okay, let's move on.
But the whole thing is
okay.
If you're taking control, if you're doing the asking stuff, you're setting the tone for the date. So, you know what your finances are. You don't know what their finances are. Do what you can do with the.
If you're gonna ask someone out on a date, isn't it? For gay guys, isn't it just you're going to be the one paying because you're the one who asked out?
Well,
unless you actually,
say, you want to go Dutch and go grab dinner one night?
But if you didn't say that,
then I think the assumption would be that you're paying.
Yeah. And then when you get there, then sometimes when you go on the table and you just tell the waiter, yeah, this will be separate checks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You usually do that, right? So we'll be together. If it's together,
yeah. But you might want to talk about that before you go on the date.
Oh, really? Okay.
So.
Interesting.
And then you can look at it: is this a date or like, hey, you just want to go out and grab dinner one night and get, you know, and talk some more, you know, whatever. It all depends on how you meet them too. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
you've gone to a lot of dates before, so I don't know. All right, let's move on to our entertainment
section. Okay. If you have not watched Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones, you need to shut. You need to fast forward now.
No shutting down, just fast forward.
Don't shut down, just fast forward or go dee, 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 for the next 5 or so minutes.
Or close your eyes. Close your eyes for about 2 minutes.
Or mute the sound. Don't read our lips or anything like that. So, So, have you watched Game of Thrones?
I have. I finished it this morning.
You finished it this morning.
Yes.
So, the big thing out of the whole episode, although there's a lot of stuff happening, was the rape scene.
Yes. I was watching that rape scene and I was just, oh my God, this is so wrong.
Well, that's the whole thing. It was wrong from the beginning because they're brother and sister.
Yes, it's wrong from, yeah.
But you got the brother raping the sister with their dead son, laying next to him.
That is just so wrong.
But I found this on the internet. Somebody was talking about the whole thing, the director was, and this is what he had to say about it. So why is it so important to have Joffrey's recently poisoned body just inches away from this dirty deed, talking about the rape scene? He is their firstborn son. He is their sin, mm-hmm. because they're brother and sister. He is their lust and their love, their everything. If he is gone, what's going to happen? Graves, who is the director of the show, continued, Jaime is still trying to believe as hard as he possibly can that he's in love with Cersei. He can't admit that he is traumatized by his family and been forced his whole life into something he doesn't want to be. What he is, but has to deny it. He is actually a good knight, like
Brienne.
Mm-hmm. So it's this whole thing about he was probably forced into this role, being one of the guardians, you know, one of the king's guards.
He's the king's hand.
No, he's not.
The king's hand is the dad. Is the father.
He is on the king's guard.
King's guard.
And he's known to be Kingslayer because he killed the crazy king back when 20-something years ago or 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, he was the Kingslayer.
When
Daenerys' father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was gone crazy. Mm-hmm. And what led to, what's his name, taking over the throne.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all this time, him and his sister have had sex. All the kids that she's had are his.
Oh, okay.
Somebody just poisoned their son.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still a debate about who that is. And she's already rejecting him when he come back because he was gone too long.
Yeah.
And he says this thing, makes a comment right before the rape scene starts, but why somebody that I love so much hate me so much or something like that. And mm-hmm. I thought it was very appropriate when he said that. And she kept saying, no, no, not here, not here. But she didn't really fight him off that much.
Yeah. I mean, no, don't stop. She went on.
So it was quite an interesting scene on that. So
did she still conceive? I guess she can.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's still
young.
I mean, I think in the show she should be in her 30s.
No, she should be good then. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole thing of her marrying the cute little gay guy the other night is because she's still fertile, can have a kid or two.
Yeah.
So that's right. Mm-hmm. That was the whole thing of that. So let us know what y'all think about that. What happened in the whole thing. I mean, the whole thing about brother and sister incest and then the kids and Joffrey and then the whole thing that happened with the next in line heir, the son that's going to be king next, and how he's totally different from Joffrey, it seems. So
I think if he's going to be a king, that'd be good because he's a nicer kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think.
I didn't know that.
Well, personally, I don't think a lot of them have a chance because the way things are going. But I haven't read the book, so I like the surprise of what's going on in the show. So.
All right.
Anyway, so now we're getting ready to hit into summer season here next month,
mm-hmm.
about a week and
it's
a half
exciting.
Away. A lot of movies are starting to come out. Spider-Man comes out May 2nd. The Amazing Spider-Man, the follow-up, comes out May 2nd. The one I'm really kind of excited about, because the previews look so amazing, is Godzilla.
But that's going to be at Bear Watch time.
But I'm not at Bear Watch, so it doesn't matter. Which comes out May 16th. And then the one that I think most people are looking for...
Oh, my God, all of them are in the next few weeks.
...are X-Men Days of Future Past, which comes out May 23rd, which is Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. It's a week after May 16th, where Bear Watch is. Because Bear Watch is always the week before Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And it's during Bear Pride, too.
Maleficent. Maleficent. Why can't I talk and pronounce names anymore? Comes out May 30, and the buzz about it is really good.
Because it's got Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm. And it's told from her point of the story, not from Sleeping Beauty's point.
Oh, okay.
So that's the whole interesting thing about that. And you got Edge of Tomorrow, comes out June 6, which is the new Tom Cruise movie.
It's not a porn?
What?
Edging Until Tomorrow.
No.
No. Have you tried that?
Well, edging? I'm sure there will be a porn movie like that.
Yeah, it's going to be about
Edging Until Tomorrow. Or with Jason Cruz or somebody like that. But that's the one where he keeps repeating time.
It's like a Groundhog Day.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Except it's sci-fi. And then a friend of yours, next movie is coming out, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
June 13. I'm excited about it because Dean DeBlois, of course, writer and director of that movie, of that animated film. So I'm excited to see that. Of course, what I'm going to do is when the DVD, when the Blu-ray comes out, I'm gonna have him sign it again.
So. You ought to see if he'd come on the show and talk about what to expect if he has time before
it gets released. I don't know. He's busy right now. So
well, shoot him an email. So I think it'd be fun for him to have him on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, it'd be great. Usually, I get to talk to him only during TBRE or if it's a softball tournament.
Yeah,
the first time I met Dean DeBlois was 2009 in Milwaukee when his partner, JD, he's a long time friend of mine. I met him there, and then I didn't know he was a director back then.
Yeah.
I guess he was just still working on How to Train Your Dragon Part 1 back then. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, looking forward to that. Okay. To those movies. Okay, let's go to Bear events really quick. If you guys have events, email us at events@bearpodcast.com for more details about your event, okay?
Yeah.
So it's Bear Watch 15. It's on May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas. So I'm excited about it because it's the one being organized by the Houston Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's, you know, our Bear Brothers here in Houston. So your run package, if you... register. It includes admission to all the Bear Watch 15 events, hospitality suite with open bar for all events at the host hotel, shuttle transportation up to Robert's Lafitte and the beach. Oh my God, Lafitte. Have you been there before?
No.
You've never been? No. I've been there before. Once, I think, or twice. When it was Bear Watch 2. Oh my God, I was there Bear Watch 2. Bear Watch 2 or Bear Watch 3. Okay, so all meals on Saturday and Sunday, and official Bear Watch t-shirt, and of course, lots of swag. You get the Bear Watch swag for that too. So yeah, it's going to be on May 16th, the weekend before
Memorial Day
weekend. Yeah. So for more information, go to bearwatch.net.
And you can also find Bear Watch on Facebook too. Okay, now on to the Gay Geek and Bizarre. Maynard, I'm taking the gay this week since it's about my home state.
Here. Oh, that's right. This has got to be yours.
Oh, what can I say?
It's your peeps. It's your peeps, Ray.
Which is probably why I live in Houston, Texas.
Okay,
our gay this week. South Carolina police chief allegedly fired for being gay. I can't believe that we still have no equal rights. Well, honey, you're in South Carolina. It's a big red state.
Mm-hmm.
They just elected their first female governor. They're progressive for a red state.
Oh, okay.
The Loudoun Town Council has voted to make their small South Carolina communities council strong, mayor weak, in response to Mayor Earl Bullard's decision to fire Police Chief Crystal Moore, a 20-year veteran of the force who was also the town's first openly gay police chief. Many say the move had nothing to do with Moore's job performance, but was driven by Bullard's homophobia.
Uh-huh.
Bullard fired Moore last week after giving her 7 reprimands in a single day, which another council member called questionable. Duh. According to the local news station, WBTW, wow, the reprimands included running unauthorized background checks, questioning the authority of a supervisor, questioning the authority of a mayor, failure to maintain order, and contacting the news media. Moore, joined by members of the council and many in her community, believes that Bullard fired her because she is gay. Bullard was recently recorded by a fellow council member while making an anti-LGBTQ remarks. I would much rather have, and I will say this to anybody's face, someone who drank too much taking care of my child than I had somebody whose lifestyle is questionable around children.
What?
Bullard said during a recording, I'm not going to let 2 women stand up there and hold hands and let my child be aware of it. And I'm not going to see them do it with 2 men either. I'm not going to do it because that ain't the way the world works.
Ugh.
Moore, who has served her community for 2 decades, is shocked by the loss of her position, telling WPW, I can't believe that we still have no equal rights. That's the biggest issue. I've been harassed, intimidated. This was the first time it's been public. I tried living a quiet, decent life and do what I'm supposed to do. The referendum to make Leto Council strong and Mayor weak will next be voted on by city residents, effectively stripping Bullard of some of his power. But the question of whether or not Moore will be reinstated remains, though some members of the town council say they are meeting to get Moore back on the force.
Wow.
So this is what happened. And Atlanta is a small town in northeast South Carolina, closer to North Carolina than it is.
So where's in reference of Edgefield?
It's complete other side of the state.
Complete other side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it's like if you're looking at the map and you're looking at Augusta, Georgia, Edgefield's like, here's Augusta, here's Edgefield, and then Loudoun's like way over here on the kind of the tip.
Wow.
Up on the North Carolina side.
That's really far then.
Yeah.
Really sad. I mean, it's 2014, and it's just because, well, it is progressive that they have a female mayor, but then still, she's.
Well, I'm surprised South Carolina hadn't done the same thing that Alabama did about anti-gay, you know, putting anti-gay laws in place. So, as far as I know, there's nothing in the books yet, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to the geek. This is something interesting for all you people who like drinking. Forget shots. Palcohol. P. Alcohol. P plus alcohol. Palcohol. Palcohol turns vodka into powdered condiment. Some people would like this. Mm-hmm. Why sip on a nice glass of scotch when you can get tipsy on salad instead? You can sprinkle it in your salad. Uh-huh. A new product called Palcohol takes the pesky liquid out of your favorite drinks, turning them into a potent powder you can just sprinkle on your hamburger for an extra kick.
Ooh, a margarita burger.
Yeah, you get a margarita burger. The company doesn't recommend snorting it, and you have to be honest, people would be trying that, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are thinking about snorting powdered alcohol, but says it can be used most anywhere else. Powders are available in straight liquor form, as well as pre-mixes with like a lemon drop and margarita. And if you'd rather drink your booze, Palcohol can be liquefied with water and consumed just like a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Well, that's going to be good if you're traveling, like if you're going to the beach or somewhere like that.
Oh, that's right.
You're camping.
And then you're bringing just water with you. It's just water, so it's okay.
And then you can, you know, mix your little cocktails up. You don't have to have a blender and all that kind of stuff. So
if you do that, then flasks can go away. You can just have a Ziploc bag or something or a small container just to put in your water.
Or you can put it in your pocket and go into a concert and just get a bottle of water and then pour it in and
Or they sometimes sell the sodas. If you have those sodas at the concerts too, you can just put it in there. You have a vodka Coke or something.
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke. Yeah, or rum and Coke. Yeah,
so there you go. But how much good alcohol idea. Still stays in it when it's done like that, I wonder.
I know. Because it's been processed already. Is it solidified? I don't know. Maybe it just tastes like it. But it didn't really mention how much alcohol. It might be less.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see what it does.
But would you get one if it's ever out in the public? I mean.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have it at some point. I mean, just as a novelty thing.
Yeah, I would. I would.
But it depends on how that tastes. You know, like a margarita, mix them in with your burgers and have like a margarita burger or something like that. Or, you know.
You can use it as marinade.
Or, you know, like rum cakes. If you can get the rum packet and mix it in with the frosting or something and make it even taste more rummier.
There's going to be a lot of recipes that would come out from this.
Like Jack Daniel's balls. I don't forget what they're really called, but when you make the little whiskey balls that are done at Christmas time, using that and still mix the alcohol in it, that'll make them super strong.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It will be interesting.
Okay, Ray, let's go to the bizarre. You pick this one, Ray.
Okay. Now, I'm sure by now everybody's heard about this, but when it came out the other day, I'm like, what dumbass 16-year-old would do this? But teen stowaway survives five-hour Hawaiian flight in jet wheel well. A 16-year-old boy stowed away in the wheel well of her flight from California to Hawaii, surviving the voyage halfway across the Pacific Ocean unscathed despite frigid temperatures. FBI and airline officials said. FBI spokesman Tom Simon told NBC News the teenager was questioned by the FBI after Maui airport personnel found him on the tarmac without identification. After questioning, the boy was taken to Child Protective Services, Simon said. Simon said the 16-year-old is a runaway from Santa Clara, California, who stowed away aboard the Hawaiian Airlines Flight 45 on Sunday morning after apparently choosing the plane at random. Now, question. As tight as airport security is supposed to be, how in the hell did he get on the tarmac to get in that wheel well?
That's a good question. And we can't say that he knows someone. He really just probably snuck in at some point.
I mean, all the security and everything's got cards and codes and everything's supposed to be so secure at the airport. Mm-hmm. And we have to go through all them damn baggage checks and all that stuff, or you get anally probed and all this other kind of stuff going through there pretty much. But how does he get? How did he get on that damn tarmac to get in the plane?
Don't you think he had what if he had a different flight, escaped from his parents or something, and then just?
You still have to get onto the tarmac.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, once you're in the terminal, you're up on the second level. So that means he found a way. Either somebody left the door open, or somebody let him through, or something wasn't working right. Because that is a major security breach.
Yeah.
Because you notice they found him in Hawaii. Yeah. They didn't find him running around at the California airport.
He's in Hawaii already. He survived.
It wasn't until he got there. And it's lucky he survived because the wheel wells are not pressurized. At 38,000 feet, it's freezing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
How could he survive?
The FBI estimates the boy was unconscious for most of the flight, which reaches altitudes of 38,000 feet, according to Simon. The boy was in good condition medically, Simon said, although he was disoriented when he was discovered by airport employees. Lack of oxygen to the brain, dumbass. In a statement, Hawaiian Airlines said personnel noticed the individual on the ramp after the flight's arrival and immediately notified airport security.
Security!
Our primary concern now for the well-being of the boy, who is exceptionally lucky to have survived, the airline said. The boy will not be charged, according to Simon.
Oh, he won't.
So, well, they're probably going to get a lawsuit out of this because somebody fucked up somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Big time.
They have to blame somebody.
So, yeah. And my question is, you got all those people on the ground. If you're loading a plane, there's the baggage handlers on the ground. There's the people that move to play, do all the stuff on the ground. Somebody had to see this kid.
Yeah. Who probably just ignored it because, I don't know, they didn't even mention anything about his clothes because if you're wearing a special kind of color or something, or like the guys who are directing the planes, they would wear these orange.
I know that. You know. They didn't give details. But he looked like he just had a regular flight, like a regular thick jacket on. And regular clothes in the pictures I saw online, so and what video I saw, but because I didn't ever really show his face because he's underage, but it was just like it was lucky he didn't get brain damage from lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
So, which they said he slept mostly because he was oxygen deprived, so he basically passed out and slept most of the flight.
Yeah. It's pretty scary.
And my question would have been if, you know, when the plane started coming down, how much wind's whipping around in that compartment that the wheels are stored in, and he didn't get sucked out.
Did he strap himself in somehow? I don't
know. It'd be interesting to find out how it all goes down. Mm-hmm. So,
anyway, okay. So I guess that's the show.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the show. What are we planning this coming weekend? This coming weekend is really a free weekend for me.
For you, I suppose. I have a software go live this weekend, so I'll be working.
Yeah. I might help a friend do his own garage sale, so we'll see what happens.
You gonna have Patrick and Jerry with the chicken coop
this Saturday? We'll see. If I'm free that day, I think I will. But I might take you up on that. But does that mean? Okay, I've always wanted to ride a horse. You have horses, right?
I have horses.
So before I ride a horse, I need to clean up his stable.
Yes, you have to clean the stable up.
Okay.
You have to shuck the stables or muck the stables. Whatever it's called.
Okay, I have to wear yucky shoes. I have to wear.
Yes, I'd wear old clothes going there.
Old clothes,
dirty. Getting dirty and horseshit and everything else on.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take pictures of that. We'll see Saturday. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, please call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222. BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voice message.
Oh, sorry.
What?
He actually wrote it down. Yes.
Well, no. Somebody preemptively put part of it in there, and I just wrote it all out so I'd get it correct. Because I start doing it, and then I start thinking about stuff, and I lose my concentration. I think about Dave laughing at me is what I think about.
So. Okay.
Oh, and did you do a shout-out to Justin?
Oh, yes. That's right. I forgot. A few shout-outs before we move on. It's just shout-out to Justin from San Diego. I've been chatting with him. Also, John Hudson, who's actually the weightlifter, bodybuilder.
Oh, Big John.
Big John, yeah. He's our guest a few years ago.
Yeah.
In this same area right here. It was one of our first video podcasts. Yep. So anyway, yeah. So
and a shout out to Chris D, who just moved to, I think he's up in Milwaukee. It's where his job took him. His birthday was this weekend, so happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, Chris. Okay. It's a few more of his birthdays today. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, Ray gave you the phone number, and you can also subscribe via iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. You can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, on the Roku Player, and also on the Bear Radio Network. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Happy Easter, everyone. And we'll see many hugs.
He is risen.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.